Texte numéro 59. How companies blame you for climate change. It's an advert that is infamous in environmental circles. A man who appears to be an Indigenous American paddles a canoe downstream. He starts in relatively pristine waters, but soon paddles alongside discarded newspapers, past industrial buildings, and finally pulls his canoe ashore on a bank littered with waste. The question of who is responsible for climate change is incredibly complicated. Is it the companies that supply goods and services, or the consumers who create the demand? On the one hand, 70% of greenhouse gas emissions in the past two decades can be attributed to 100 fossil fuel producers, according to a report from the CDP, formerly the Carbon Disclosure Project. So their role is clearly important. But rich Western consumers also contribute a disproportionate amount of emissions through the choices they make. Another assessment, co-authored by Diana Ivanova, a research fellow specialising in household consumption from the Sustainability Research Institute at the University of Leeds in the UK, suggests households contribute more than 60% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Without an agreement from the governments of the 179 countries represented at the summit for tighter regulations on fossil fuel use, it was left to companies and the lobbyists who represent them to self-regulate. This is called free market environmentalism. Free market environmentalism is based on a principle of economics called self-interest, whereby, if companies act in their own best interest, their output will benefit the consumer. In the case of free market environmentalism, if companies can win over more customers by acting in a sustainable way, then they will do so, and less responsible companies will be penalised by the market. But free market environmentalism assumes that consumers are able to tell which companies are acting responsibly and are motivated to choose the most environmental option, which might not always be the best or cheapest. Companies might profit from promoting an environmental image without actually working to reduce their emissions. Then there are those other companies who might make more money selling to consumers who are not particularly motivated by climate issues. Increasingly, there's a recognition that free market environmentalism failed, in part because it has been voluntary, concludes Dempsey. There's still a lot of money to be made by not participating. While it might seem harmless for the public to be encouraged to reduce their emissions and recycle, Dunaway warns it could have a downside. The disconnect between the severity of the climate crisis versus so much focus on these little actions like recycling or picking up litter that not only distract from corporate responsibility but also don't seem to make a difference. It's trying to encourage a feeling of empowerment, but I think it sometimes can actually be disempowering. Adapted from BBC News, May 2022.